Carmen Maraki from her debut album with the backing of Blues Creation from Japan from 1975. And now let's continue with an African album that was re-released on the Shadox label recently. It's by Blow from Nigeria. Blow. And it's from the album, the debut album, Chapter One. Let's listen to the opening track, Preacher Man.
He goes around preaching, yeah, but no, I can't.
hours indeed from Nigeria. Blow. Still no echo. No echo. Aye, bummer. Anyways, that was blow from Nigeria. And let's play some more African music from Zambia this time, from 1975. Zambia, the place where all the first boxes ended up in Africa. Indeed. I'm going to listen to this pretty good album by Amanaz from her album Africa. It's tough to pick a track. Maybe play two tracks, because the opening track is really good as well. Listen to two tracks, Amanaz, the title track, and also History of Man. Thank you. Yeah, that was indeed from Zambia. Indeed, the place where all the fuzz boxes ended up. Especially in that mining area in East Zambia. I don't know if these guys are also from East Zambia, but it's on the ZMP label. But fortunately, re-released recently. And originally from 1975, Chingola. I have to check that out. Where's about that is in Zambia? Isn't it right? Probably. Kitwe. Let's continue now with from America into a bit more Christian flavor. Still good. This is the Emmaus Road Bands.
Thank you. 70 next February. I'll be 70 next February. I'll be 71 next February.
You'll be dead next February.
Down and we drive around at the good time of the night, and you cuddle close trying to make the most, and you're trying with all your might. And I get the hint, and I hit the gas, and I drive around the block, and I park the car, but I don't go far, cause you see it's 10 o'clock. Wow, baby, you know you're too young. You're too young to love. Say alright, and it all makes sense, and the mood is tense, and your hand turns out the light. And I've got the urge, and I'm on the verge, and my mind is all arranged. Then it all seems fine till I miss my mind, thinking about your age. Why would I tell you? You know you're too young. Too young to love.
Guitars by Proofrock from their album Visions, engineered and produced in the summer of and fall of 1967 by Tom Lubin. It's last year been released on RD Records from Switzerland, rd-records.com, for all these kind of interesting releases by obscure US groups that were never released an album, only this acetate finally re-released. Proofrock Visions. Anyway, let's play some more RD records later, but first a song by another American private pressing from the 80s by Dwarf. This is I've Been Thinking.
Yeah.
Privates from America from the 80s. I was Rare Privates pressing from the album. Was that I've been thinking? Let's play some more obscure stuff again, as promised on RD Records from Switzerland. It's a group called Mistress, and I bet they're originally from the States. Oh wait, there's an inner. It's from early 70s. This is Mistress. Let's play a track called All Worth the Price. Oh no, the track called Bring It Back. No, New Grounds. This is New Grounds.
Dream has got me down, but I can't complain.
Yeah, that was Mistress, also on RD Records, Mistress. And again, another interesting release on RD Records. Anyways, from America, from 1973, and there's definitely a West Coast connection, because it's recorded at Wally Hyder's San Francisco. So you know the place. That was Mistress. Now, let's play a track from... that was Mistress. Let's play now Darius. Darius from America. From Mistress to Darius. And wasn't he being backed by the Golden Rod or something? Or people? Some connection, I think. Let's play a track. Oh, man. Why doesn't this echo chamber work? Because this particular track deserves some delay. This is Darius with Blow My Mind.
Girl, let me stop thinking of me, you know, oh, you're so fine.
Mind by Darius from America. Darius. And it's been re-released on the World in Sound label, but that's seem to be already ages ago. 7 years to be precise. Darius. And now let's continue with a Doors produced group called The Comfortable Chair on the Ode label. And Let's pick a track. Tough to choose. Indeed. My the comfortable chair. And let's play a track. Let's pick a track. Yes, still hard to play records without two decks, just one deck. So I just have to keep talking until I find the right track. I think I got it. It's produced by Robert Geer and John Densmore. Pretty interesting combination as a producer. And now let's play the comfortable chair with Be Me. Was it with Be Me? The comfortable chair, certainly West Coasty vibey. Well, the following band is from Washington, more East Coast, I'd say. The group called Loxley Hall. This is When I Blow Out My Candle. Huxley Hall was that with a track called indeed is it a track called Let Me Blow Out Your Candle, and that was recorded in Seattle, but in Seattle, Washington in 69-70. It was released on the OR Records ages ago. Anyways, now let's hear it for... Oh, by the way, don't forget the Patapoo benefits on the 21st of May, the end of this month, on the Saturday, the 31st of May, in the Boot Cafe in the Pipe. Stay tuned for more info on too bad the jingle is gone. It was here last week, but somebody nicked it. Bummer. Anyways, that's no further info. We'll be on the website soon on freeteam.nl/patapoo to read all the info soon to come on the website. On the benefit for the 31st of May. Stay tuned. Anyways, let's hear it now for Iron Butterfly, recorded live in the Galaxy in LA in 1967.